Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
All right, welcome to the show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's have a good Tuesday. What do you say? Okay, Eddie, what's the situation happening with you?
Well, I was talking to this lady at an event, and I know her through our kids, so I don't know her very, very well, but we're talking, and I mentioned about how hot it is, and she goes, oh,
you just mentioned how hot it is?
We were outside, and I was like, okay. Man, it's hot, you know, and summer's about to come, too, and she goes, oh, yeah, I know, we go to the pool all the time at our house, like, you know, if you guys are ever, you want to go to a pool, like, you can use our pool whenever you want, and I was like, whoa, does she really mean that? Because I will totally cash in on that.
Okay, so random person says randomly...
I maybe talked to her 5 times total.
That you can come anytime you want and use our pool.
She says, hey, if you guys ever want to use our pool, let me know. Dude, I got 4 kids. Yeah.
Do you feel like this is a real invite, Amy?
I would wait till I'm invited on a very specific day. Like, hey, this Saturday, y'all come over, use the pool. Because, like, at this point, she's offering up your pool, and, like, you probably don't even know where she lives.
You're right. I don't know where she lives.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, with no specificity, there's no chance.
Good point.
But
and then unless she comes to you out and if she sent you a text today when you guys haven't spoken for a few days, like, hey, I was serious about the pool. Use it at any time. Just let us know. Then you can use it. I feel like she had mentioned she had a pool. Your eyes probably got big.
Real big.
Yeah, and then she kind of felt like the nature of the conversation goes to, you can use our pool anytime.
But you don't have to go there just because we're talking about hot and summer.
How many times, though, do you dumbly say something just because you're, like, in the pressure of a one-on-one conversation?
All the time. My go-to is definitely, dude, we should get together sometime. Yeah. And really, I don't want to get together.
So.
Why do we do that?
I don't know.
I don't.
You don't say that?
No. When do I ever say to anybody, let's hang out?
You're right.
Because they may cash that in, and I don't want to hang out.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Okay, just in general, that is something as society that oftentimes we just say things as like a weird buffer, but we don't really mean let's hang out.
Yeah, I don't do that anymore. I stopped that like 5 years ago when people started wanting to hang out. And I was like, I'm good. I just don't say it. So I would say if she hits you back up again, you can use it. Or, I mean, I don't know, you could send her like a sweaty emoji.
Oh, a subtle instigation.
And just see what...
Send her the weather for the week.
Yeah. It's hot again today. Woo!
Really, you could, though. What you could do, realistically... Do you have her number?
No. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. We can't show up at a
person's house.
And
how are you supposed to know...
You're not close to her. Do you know her name?
I think I do.
Okay.
I think.
this is not a real invite.
No way.
Then let's set the ground rules on this period. Unless someone gives you a specific time to come.
Use their house. Their pool.
Or they hit you up a second time unsolicited to remind you they said that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just them filling space in a conversation.
Okay.
It's like when you say we should get together sometime.
Okay, so. All right, in the meantime, then, can I use your pool?
Well, the rule on my pool is what?
Just let you know.
You can use it anytime you want.
Okay, there we go. So we're good on
sometimes
that.
Sometimes I'll just hear like a ruckus outside.
Oh.
I'm like, what's going on? Oh, it's all Eddie's kids out of the pool.
Yeah, so Eddie, you're covered.
You
can
use our pool anytime you want.
Okay, great. Well, I think that's my solution then.
Okay. It's time to open the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby. My son's 9th birthday is coming up. I'm about to send out some invites, and I was thinking about putting a QR code in the envelope for parents to scan that will take them to an Amazon list with gift suggestions for my son. As a mom that attends many kids' birthday parties, I often struggle with knowing what the child's into or what I should get as a gift, so I find this idea very helpful. Although, it could come off as tacky. Is it tacky telling them what they should get my son? I don't plan on putting any gifts over $25 on the list. I want to use it more as suggestions to show what he's into. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Thank you. And I love the show. Sincerely, Mom of the Birthday Boy. Isn't this kind of just registering for a birthday?
Yeah.
I love when somebody does that. Mm-hmm. The kids aside, if someone's like, hey, we're registered here, great. Let me just go and clickety-click, get it, and give you that gift.
And maybe she'll start a thing, and then more people will start doing it, and it won't seem that weird, because I don't think it's tacky. It's just that you don't really see it that much.
And I gotten real good at QR codes, because before COVID, I don't even know what that thing was.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, what kind of fancy pants people are using that little thing? But now, and at first, I will admit, I took a picture of it the first couple times I saw a QR code. But now I'm good at it. I think, listen, as long as the gifts aren't $500, and you're saying this here, they're $25 maximum.
Or less, yeah.
I think it's great. I think you can even put a gift card on there. You can do all these things and even put a $25 gift card. That way, maybe some people buy your son a bunch of gift cards and he can get a video game or something too.
Yeah.
So I think it is not tacky. I think it's actually easier for all the other parents. They're going to be relieved to see this, and everyone's going to win. So I say thumbs up. Amy?
Yeah, I would appreciate it if someone put that in an invite, and thumbs up for me too.
Eddie?
Not tacky. I think it's actually genius. So I give it a thumbs up. I mean, there are certain things like, like some kids, they may want to give another kid a special kind of gift or whatever. I guess you don't have to really follow that rule. So I give it a thumbs up.
Yeah, risky if you don't, though. You get the kid something he doesn't even like. Everybody else got me something from my list. I think it's a cool thing. Good luck. It's going to save everybody time and probably save people some money, too. They're not spending over $25.
Yeah.
And everybody wins. We vote not tacky. Go forth. I would also, though, if you could, put a couple things that aren't on the Amazon list. So in case people aren't super tech friendly, they could still go to the store and get something.
Yeah.
You could be like, my son loves Funko Pops. So if you're at Walmart, you could get those. You could do that as well.
Yeah.
But everybody wins. Good job. Close up the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Quick recap. What happened was a big movie reached out. Did we say what platform?
HBO Max?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So HBO Max, they reached out. They said, we want Amy for this movie. It's a Christmas movie. I said, okay, cool. So she goes. She did an audition. It wasn't for anyone on the show. It's just that is what it is. And so Amy goes off. Well, then Lunchbox is whining because he didn't get the role, but it wasn't an audition. They simply wanted Amy. So a listener called and said, we're shooting a really independent movie, low budget. We'd like to offer this role to you, Lunchbox. And the money was
$150 a day, I believe. I'd have to fly somewhere in Ohio, get a rental car, drive to Chillicothe, Ohio, be there, and be a fight scene in the bar.
Okay.
Rough her up.
And you were like, yeah, this sounds pretty good.
But I was like, man, this sounds great.
The longer you spent with it.
Then I talked to my agent.
But you don't have an... Okay, so we had lunch with the agent on the phone who sounds remarkably like him. It's just crazy. So, but this is your agent, Jackson...
Hughes.
Calling...
Ruby, the one that offered me the role.
Okay, and so this we somehow have audio of this call.
Yeah, he sent it to me and said, hey, just let you know I took care of it. You know, don't worry about it. On to the next one.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, Ruby, it's Jackson Hughes, Lunchbox's agent. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing, Jackson?
I'm doing wonderful. You know, just hanging out here in the, you know, south of France. I've been on vacation. I know lunch, we talked on the phone, and he was talking about you offered him a movie role in Chillicothe. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, this is... It just sounds like you.
You're not even trying anymore.
Like you. Guys, that's not. It's Jackson. I don't know what you want me to do. If we sound alike, I'm sorry, but that is my agent. So if you don't want to listen, don't listen.
Are you Jackson or Lunchbox right now?
I'm Lunchbox.
Sounds okay. The same.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
This makes me worried about him, like, mentally.
Yeah, okay, yeah, me too.
Continue it up.
Yeah, it's his agent. You know, I really appreciate you offering him the role, and I had to advise my boy Lunch that, you know, he just can't take that role.
Yeah, so I heard on the radio that he didn't want the role, and there was some misrepresentation on what the offer was. So I wasn't sure what the disconnect or the miscommunication was exactly.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hold on. Hey, turn that down. Sorry. The DJ, he's playing some music. Okay. I'm just by the pool right now. I've got a Mai Tai in my hand. But, yeah, I'm sorry. What was the misrepresentation? I'm sorry.
I thought you were on a yacht. South of France, not in a pool.
No, I'm just at the beach. I'm at the beach with some friends. Oh. You know, we've been celebrating. It was a very busy Oscars.
Okay, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
What?
I don't know.
She's like a real director.
And like, why is he... why don't you just say, I don't want to do the movie because I don't want to go to Ohio and I want to be paid more?
That's my agent's call. Okay. He decided
to... Ray, how much longer is this?
19 seconds.
Okay, here's 19 more seconds and we'll move on. Go ahead.
Season, it was very stressful trying to get our movies in. Yeah, and I wish you luck on your film. And if you ever need an agent, you know, give me your address. I'll make you a business card.
Yeah, I have like 5 agents right now, so I think I'm good though.
Okay, well, thank you so much and good luck and invite us to the premiere. Bye bye.
Have a good one, Jackson.
All right, bye bye.
Give me your address. I will mail you a business card.
From the south of France.
On the boat.
Can't you just email her a contact?
I mean, I guess he could. No, I don't know. Maybe
he's
that's
old
just
school.
Maybe that's just my...
So you don't want to do the movie?
Yeah.
No, my agent said it's not a good move.
Okay. Wow.
Well, there you have it. But that was... You could have done a movie. But you can also override your agent. Your agent works for you.
Why are you acting like he has a real agent?
But I don't know.
My agent knows what's best. He knows Hollywood better than I do, and he felt like it was a bad look starting out that low. Uh-huh.
No, you start out low.
Right.
I'm just telling you what my agent said, and so I'm listening to my agent, and I'm hoping that he's steering me in the right direction. That's why you have an agent.
But based on hearing how your agent handled that call, you don't think you need a new agent?
No, I thought he handled it great.
Okay. There you have it. I'd like to do something with some substance this segment.
Okay.
That's okay. A Harvard nutritionist and brain expert says avoid these 5 types of foods that can make your brain tired and stressed, and this is why you feel this way. More specifically, when there's inflammation that's present in the gut or the brain, the body feels it, right? And so here you go. Artificial sweeteners, just period, can be toxic. Try agave, nectar, or honey instead.
Okay.
Number 4, and this is really the only one that I can like grab onto, is fried foods. Just straight up fried foods will mess with your brain. Added or refined sugars, now we get to stuff I don't even know how to find them. Industrial seed oils.
I don't know what that is.
Or processed foods. Now listen, I love a Laffy Taffy, you know?
Good candy.
You're going to have to prove to me that's processed though. But is there anything more processed than a Laffy Taffy?
Uh-uh.
I don't think so either.
Probably not.
So those are the 5. Sweeteners, fried foods, added or refined sugars, industrial seed oils, or processed foods. They do say extra virgin olive oil or avocado oil are good. Kaylin cooks avocado oil a lot.
Yeah, I have that.
I don't know the difference. Like I can't taste the difference. I'm sure it's fine.
I don't know if you can taste the difference.
You can lie and say whatever, but there you go. There's at least a little something of substance in that segment that's quite ridiculous.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
13-year-old Calvin, he is an artist, but he's also a patient at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And he got the chance to design a monster truck, one of these Monster Jam toy trucks. And it's really cool. It's got little emojis everywhere. And he actually has the toy truck, and it's for sale. But even cooler, they called him and said, hey, why don't you come? Monster Truck Show's in town. Come check it out. He shows up.
No way.
And they turned in his little design into a real monster truck.
That's amazing.
How cool is that?
That's awesome. I was about to be underwhelmed if it was only the toy truck.
No.
But that's awesome.
Dude, it's the real truck.
So they did it exactly like he designed it?
Exactly. I mean, it's exact image of what he designed. And so if you want to buy the toy truck too, you can also go to MonsterJamSuperstore.com, and that's where you can buy the toy, not the real truck.
Obviously. So are they mass producing these things?
The toy, yes. Yeah.
I'll buy one of those.
Do it.
I'll order one of those, and put it up here.
$10 of every sale goes to St. Jude as well.
Wait, how much is it? How much is the whole truck?
I don't know.
But $10 is a lot.
Is it 50? Mike, will you look and see how much that truck is? It is a pretty cool truck. When I was a kid, I used to watch monster trucks. Bigfoot was...
He was the dude.
He was the big one. Yes. Like, that's the one... That was the Chicago Bulls, the New York Yankees. I was more of a...
Gravedigger guy.
Gravedigger. The Chicago Cubs. The Portland Trail Blazers. You know. Lunchbox?
It's only $19.99.
Do it!
Oh, amazing.
Okay.
And it's a limited edition. So we keep it. Price goes up. We sell on eBay.
No, we're not reselling the kid's toy.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to buy one of these, and we'll put it up here on the desk for a while. That's really cool. Good story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's time to play the feud. It's the Bobby feud. 2,000 Americans were asked, name the first thing you do in the morning. There are 10 answers on the board. Lunchbox, you won the dice roll backstage.
Yeah.
What's the first thing you do in the morning?
Pee.
Show me, use the bathroom. Correct.
Good.
Yeah, it's 6 points, Lunchbox.
Yeah. Nice.
Number six answer.
Brush those teeth.
Show me brush your teeth. Correct. Your number two answer. 2,000 Americans were asked, name the first thing you do in the morning. Lunchbox, you have 8 points so far.
Yeah, wash that funk, a.k.a. take a shower.
Wash that funk, a.k.a. take a shower. Correct. Number five. All right, three answers are off the board. Brush teeth, take a shower, and use the bathroom.
Well, my wife, I don't know what you consider this, though, man. Oh, man.
Man. Seven answers still up on the board. The first thing you do in the morning. Lunchbox.
Get that coffee!
Get that coffee. Is that your answer? Get that coffee.
Get that coffee.
Show me coffee. That's your number nine answer. It's a big point getter.
Woo!
You've got...
Wow.
22 points right now.
Okay. Oh, man. What do you do next? I wrote something down. I can't read it, though. Okay. Well, we'll go with this one.
Mm-hmm.
Hit that snooze.
Show me hit the snooze. Correct. Number four answer.
Okay. All right. Next thing you do. Oh, boy. Ooh, check that social media. Oh, it's on there.
He's going to run away with this.
That's social media.
So, show me social media.
What?
Social media not on the board. Eddie?
Wow, he missed out on a big one there. He was too specific. Give me check the phone!
Because social media can be your computer,
yeah!
too. That's correct. Show me check the phone! That's correct.
Okay.
For eight.
Dang it.
All right, now I'm in trouble, Bones. Let's see. Oh, I know what to do.
Go ahead.
Hey, you sleep naked? You got to get dressed.
Show me get dressed.
Oh.
Good.
I mean, I don't, but some people
I do.
Ew. All right.
Picture that.
No.
Eddie with 11 points. Eddie, there's still enough points on the board. You have number one, 7 and 10 left, which you can win it if you run it.
Okay. Look, man, when you sleep, your body gets all tight, so you need to get up and stretch. Oh, stretch real big.
What do you think about that one, guys?
I'm not doing calisthenics in the morning.
I've rolled out of bed before and done a few... lunges.
That's what I'm talking about, Amy.
Yeah.
Okay, 2,000 Americans were asked the first thing you do in the morning. Eddie says stretch.
Yeah.
Show me stretch.
Yeah!
That's your number seven answer.
What kind of old people are we talking to?
Everyone,
dude. I need to do that.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. No, I mean, actually, you should try it, lunch.
All right, Eddie, there are three answers on the board. You can still win this thing.
Well, I can't.
All right, Bones.
That's true. No, there's only two answers left on the board.
Okay, here we go.
The number one answer and the number 10 answer.
Okay.
You want to see what it's like outside, so you open up the shades or the blinds.
Open up the blinds.
That's so stupid.
Is that number one or number 10? Okay. Show me open up the blinds.
No. Dang, I knew it.
Amy, your first shot at it here.
Okay. Make your bed.
Make your bed. Show me make your bed.
That's what I do.
Not really.
I do.
First thing. All right, Lunchbox, back over to you. First thing you do in the morning.
Man.
Okay.
Oh, guys, I mean, first thing I do in the morning.
Make
no,
love.
Stop. If that's what he's going to say,
do it.
I'm going to vomit.
Do it.
Amy, you really will vomit, Amy?
Yes.
Well, I'm not going to say make love because I ain't trying to pun it. Eat that breakfast.
Show me eat breakfast.
Yeah. Wow.
Number one answer. Still, wow. The number 10's out there, though, Eddie, so you could win.
Okay.
Or Lunchbox could close it down with this one. It's 27 to 18. One answer's on the board.
Yeah, guys. You got to think about what do you do when you wake up in the morning,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you want to know the first thing you do?
What do you do?
Man, Eddie, Amy, you should know this. You go wake up the kids.
But if yeah. you
what if wake
you don't
up have
kids?
The kid, no, because they got to get to school.
That's actually like the last thing okay. I want to go do.
I don't, show me.
I didn't say
wake
what
up
you wanted
the kids.
To.
Yeah, that was dumb, dude.
Like on a Saturday, I'm
that was
like,
dumb. Let him sleep.
Ignore it.
Well, he may be dumb, but he's dominating right now.
Well, because he went
Eddie.
First.
No, all right.
Eddie, there's one answer on the board.
This is huge.
2,000 Americans were asked, name the first thing you do in the morning.
There was one thing on my list left. That's it. That's all I got.
Make love?
Nope.
Oh.
Not on my list.
Stop. What is it?
You want to check out the current events. So no social media. You turn the TV on. Turn the TV on.
Show me turn the TV on. One more round.
No, Amy's
I
into this
I
round.
I just would like to get on the board.
Yeah, Amy's into this round.
But go ahead. If you get it, Lunchbox wins.
Okie dokie. Workout.
Incorrect. Lunchbox, speed round. Go ahead. There's one answer on the board. The first thing you do in the morning.
I should do this more. Because people send important things. Check that email.
Check email. Boom.
No.
Oh!
Eddie, for the win.
I got it, Bones. I've got it.
What is it?
You want to start off with good vibes, so you turn on music. Let's go. Turn on some music.
Amy, what's your answer?
Have we said shower yet?
Yes, yeah, yes.
Wash that funk.
What
oh,
is
yeah,
answer?
Wash that funk. My answer is you call someone.
No.
Okay, Amy's answer is incorrect.
Come on, Bones.
If it's turn on music, Eddie wins. Any.
You know it is.
If it's not,
know.
You don't win.
Okay.
Lunchbox wins.
All right.
Got it?
Go got outside. It.
All right, here we go. Eddie says the answer is turn on music. Show me. Turn on the tunes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, what is
no
it?
Matter what, got money.
Turn on.
I know what it is. It's read the newspaper.
Chug water.
It's read the newspaper.
1973?
Oh, that's not it?
No. The answer is yawn. There you go.
And that was too easy.
I never
it's like,
said
open
that.
Your eyes.
Yeah. Breathe.
All right, Lunchbox is the winner. Congratulations.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Now I'm going to go and make some love.
What?
You do that after, a couple hours after
yeah.
you wake up.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, just a question. If I find out that someone's stealing up here, like really stealing stuff, what should I do to them? Real Ooh. Question.
Oh, probably fire them.
Okay, fire them.
Well, how key are they to the success
does it
of the
matter?
Show?
And yes, what are they stealing?
No, it doesn't, Amy. Why are you asking?
Yeah, I know.
Why are you
I know.
That?
See, that's what I wanted to know.
What?
Somebody goes, I don't think we should fire them at all. And one person goes, fire them. Lunchbox, you're in the
wow.
clear. It's
yeah.
not you.
Good.
So something happened.
I didn't steal.
I don't know, Amy. You got real defensive.
Amy,
there.
And she didn't even know what it was.
I don't think we should just go start say we're gonna fire people.
Next up.
What if there's a misunderstanding?
I am curious now.
This could be just a big misunderstanding.
Interesting. You need a lawyer.
Now I'm curious. Amy, I'd say nothing else without some representation of yeah. some sort. Okay. Well, this story just got a little more interesting. We'll come back. I'll tell you what happened. Something was stolen from up here, worth something.
Okay.
Wow.
We'll come back in a second and talk about this. You guys hang out. I mentioned before we went to break, I said, hey, if we find out that somebody's stealing stuff here, what should we do? And Lunchbox, you immediately said,
fire them.
Love it. And Amy, you said,
that's extreme. We need to hear exactly what happened and then take into consideration their role.
Okay.
Now, if it's also shady.
I know. And her role is like the biggest.
Yeah.
Right. So you guys are familiar with this artist. Her name is Lainey Wilson. Here's a song here.
Yeah, I know a few things a man ought to know.
Now, I've known Lainey for a long time. Before she ever had a single out, she was coming over to the house. We were doing YouTube videos, and I've just known her for a long time and super proud for her and proud of her. And she's killing it now. So here she is, and she gets her first number one, which is this song right here. And she sends a poster up to the studio, a big poster. And on the back of it, she writes this really long handwritten message like, hey, thank you. The poster's like her number one. You know, without you, instrumental, la, la, la. I never saw the poster. Never saw it. But it pops up on eBay. Someone was selling it. So this exact poster that she wrote to me, somebody snagged, sold it on eBay. It was bought by somebody else.
Whoa.
Oh.
And now there's drama because I never saw the poster. So somebody yanked it from my office probably. Now, does anyone want to say anything, first of all? Is there anyone know anything about this before we go into level two? Ray, why are you smiling so big?
Uh-oh.
Because why would somebody be so dumb to sell something with your name on it?
Mm-hmm.
That's like 101.
Okay.
All right, good defense right there.
That's funny. Ray never really just pops in and says things.
Because, I mean, but Ray's also saying he would do something like that. But
I would never.
Definitely not if it had your name.
I mean, Ray definitely stole artists' things and sold them before.
But you were a part of it.
But that's true. That's true.
Ray, oh. I was just trying to implicate you there.
So she wrote it to me. I mean, I guess you're hiding in plain sight, though, if you do it here. Like if you So, Ray, did you steal the poster and sell it?
I did not.
Okay.
And I mean, I'm pretty sure you would, if you checked the eBay, you would know.
No, we didn't. Scuba, what happened? Tell him you tracked down the guy who was selling it.
So I tracked down the guy, spoke to him, and was very kind of like nonchalant about, hey, how'd you get this? This is pretty cool. He said, hey, I came across the poster in a music grill area when I was walking by my bank. Just happened to see it at the top of some trash at a dumpster when I was walking by. I don't normally go through some trash, but it looked cool, so I picked it up.
This story is bullcrap.
Oh, really?
You're walking to your bank and you look in a dumpster. And also, this guy does nothing but sell memorabilia. He's got 500 things up. Yeah. So he happens to be walking by a dumpster that happens to have what he sells all day, all the time. Hmm. I don't think that's what happened.
Who does anybody know the guy?
No. Amy.
Amy, you're acting so weird.
Well, because if anybody knows the guy, then he has access to the buildings. You have to have a key card to get in here.
What do you know about this?
I don't know anything.
What?
So funny.
She's even laughing.
Because I don't know. I got nervous because I did take a book out of your office, but only to read it. So I thought that's what this is about, but we're good.
So you have a history of stealing
books.
No. Wow. No, she just admitted
there was multiple books. It wasn't signed or anything, and I needed it.
That's why
something.
You freaked out in the segment before here?
Because I didn't know what this was about. And now I'm relieved, and I have nothing to do with this at all.
Okay, does anyone know why or who stole a Lainey Wilson poster from my office, signed to me? If you admit to it now, nothing will happen to you. I'm going to give you 30 seconds here. And Ray, we can just put 30 seconds on the clock, and if anybody wants to raise their hand in the next 30 seconds, nothing will happen.
What are we going to do for 30 seconds?
We're just going to chill.
Wait.
And the timer starts in 3, 2, 1, okay. Go. All right, so if you know anything about... Amy's just trying to talk
talking.
Over there.
Amy's still
talking. Well, because it's awkward.
Say something, Amy.
Oh, no.
You have 20 seconds. Nobody will be in trouble.
I thought you just...
You have 20 seconds. Nobody will be in trouble if you admit it in the next 15 seconds. 10 seconds.
Come clean, thief.
5 seconds. Oh, I guess that's time. A little early there. Okay.
Ray wanted it to end quicker or what?
Okay, so no one's going to take blame for this. Does anyone know about anyone who's been in my office taking stuff? No?
No. I mean, but who has a history of doing stuff like this?
Right. Ray and Lunchbox.
Right.
Oh, can I say?
Yeah.
Can I say?
Yeah. Why do you keep saying that? Now you're acting suspicious.
No.
Who says, can I say?
Can I say?
Twice in
Let's
5
just
seconds.
Say.
Go ahead.
If I'm going to steal something,
yeah,
it's going to be something that's going to make me a lot of money.
You could have probably made $100 off of that.
$100 off of that?
Probably.
Oh, I didn't realize it would have been that much.
Okay, no one's saying anything. Ray is suspicious. Lunchbox is acting suspicious. Amy's been acting suspicious.
I want to take one shot at Eddie because he keeps saying my name. He's the one that sold a book of yours.
No, I didn't sell
remember?
It.
Oh, you signed.
It ended up at a secondhand shop.
It was a thrift shop.
No, it was used bookstore.
Scuba, what do you know about this now? Anything else that we haven't mentioned here?
That is it. Unfortunately, when I started poking with the guy, he has gone silent. So I don't...
Do we think it's somebody that works on or with the show?
I don't think with the show, but I think maybe within the building. Because I know recently, a couple weeks ago, we had some other stolen items that were autographed by you.
Signed Beanie Babies.
Signed Beanie Babies. So I'm wondering if somebody here in this building knows this eBay seller or is the eBay seller.
But except for us, isn't everyone out of the building?
No, we still have some people over the last couple weeks that have been upstairs.
Ryan McKitty.
You know what we should do? I got an idea. Guy. We should buy something from this guy and get, and it'll have a return address. Then we go knocking on the door.
But I think someone sold it to him.
Yeah.
I don't think he's the thief.
Oh, I thought you were saying he sells.
I thought he found it in the trash.
Got it. And his trash story is just to cover whomever gave it or sold it to him.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so nobody wants to take it. If I find out now, regardless of your role, somebody will be fired.
Wow.
Someone, not you, just someone. So they'll fire someone in your place. Like,
not the
if
person.
If Eddie took it, fire Abby. I like that.
If we find out that you stole it from my office and sold it, you will be relieved of your duties.
Wow.
And I'll give you 15 more
just
seconds
like
on
that.
The timer. Just like that.
15
just like
seconds, that. Guys.
15 more seconds on the timer to admit it if you took it. No punishment. Go.
I'd like
just,
to say.
Did you just fire somebody?
Yeah, I'd like to say I didn't do it.
10 seconds.
What if it was me?
And you were sleeping or what? Like sleepwalking?
Yeah.
Who says what if it was me?
No one.
Who says what if it
no
was
one.
Me?
I don't know.
All right, that's time.
Because I'm like, wow, that'd be a way to go. It's like,
you can't steal from an office.
I'm
like
not,
big stuff. It's not paperclips.
That would be the
no,
way to go?
No, I'm saying what a crazy.
What if it was me?
No, it's not me.
It's like Lunchbox when he
so
brought himself
crazy.
Back in the acting competition. He's like, I want back in. No, you've been eliminated. I want back in. Okay.
Yeah, that's crazy.
All right, this is Matt from Albuquerque, New Mexico, who left us a voicemail.
My wife and I were listening to The Raging Idiots, and now Fanny Pack is stuck in our head. She keeps spelling F-A-N-N-Y, and I just keep saying modern-day Mary Poppins, but I'm looking for a fanny pack now, so I appreciate your support.
Yeah, you're welcome, buddy. And here's a clip of The Raging Idiots fanny pack.
Y'all already know that's my fanny pack. If you need a ukulele, you're an almanac. If you need a fuel filter for your Pontiac, it's in my fanny pack. I'm a modern day Mary Poppins. Wherever I go, you know I'm rocking that. F-A-N-N-Y, packed to the max right above my fly. To the max right above my fly.
There you go. Take that musical piece of genius art.
I just don't know how we didn't get a number one on this.
We did. Uruguay.
Uruguay.
I missed that chart. Uruguay.
Number one in our hearts, Eddie.
Okay, all right.
And here is Libby from Dixon, Tennessee, who left us a voicemail.
Hey, Bobby. Was wondering if the collaboration that Sizzin was talking about was this Thomas Rhett, Katy Perry song that they just played on American Idol. So, anyways, just wondering.
Ray?
No, it wasn't. It's got a DJ, the one I was talking about, on it. So it's a DJ, a country female artist, and then a male artist. So
not this one here. It's called Where We Started from TR and Katy Perry.
Think about where we started. Keep your eyes on me, because talk is cheap.
All right, we'll be waiting for yours, Ray.
Yeah.
And then finally, here's Ryan from Norwalk, Ohio.
I'm a John Deere salesman. I just have your morning corny. So a polar bear walks into a bar and orders a whiskey and a Coke. And the bartender goes, why the big paws? And the polar bear says, I don't know. I was born with them. Thanks, guys. Love you all. So inspiring. Have a good day. Thank you.
I like
that's a pretty
that.
Good one. Yeah, I like that. All right. Oh, leave us a voicemail anytime. 877-77-BOBBY. That's our phone number, voicemail or phones if we're live.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Bobby, how's your storage business going with Lunchbox?
I don't know. He hasn't sold the stuff yet. We bought it. His job was to sell it. I haven't heard anything.
Okay. But, I mean, y'all haven't bought any more storage units?
We haven't sold our Lunchbox. What's the update there?
They're going to be on sale. The shoes should be on sale later this week.
Okay. Hmm. Well, I ask because I have a crazy story from a family where they had this vase sitting in their kitchen for decades. It's something like the dad had bought back in the 80s. I mean, it was passed down. But it's worth $2 million, and they were able to sell it. It's crazy. It's
wow.
From China in the 18th century, and it was made for some emperor. Like, I mean, so they, but they had no idea. I mean, and it had just literally been sitting in their kitchen. No idea how valuable it was.
Well, that's crazy. It's been sitting there and they haven't accidentally broken it.
Oh, yeah.
If it's something breakable in our kitchen, mm-hmm. at some point a dog's going to hit it or something. But also, second place is what we found in our storage locker the first time that we can't talk about anymore.
Yeah. Mm.
Because we think that somebody was up to some no good.
I don't want
to
talk about it with y'all. Like, I don't want to be associated.
Yeah. Amy's got all the stuff, in case you're wondering. All right, it's all staying with her. All right, what else?
A woman is sharing the worst scam she's ever seen when it comes to searching for a job. Look, I didn't know people scammed people that were looking for jobs. She went to a website called Upwork because she was looking for some part-time, you know, freelance work. And she got a job. She was so excited. This company hired her. And then they sent her a $2,000 bill for a new computer. But they're like, hey, you got to have this computer to get the work. And then you'll start making money and we'll be good. And she realized that was a huge red flag. And so luckily she didn't send off the $2,000 because she realized that people were using this website to scam people that were looking for jobs.
It sounds like that clothing company there was a documentary on where you bought all the pants.
Oh, LuLaRoe.
That's
good stuff.
Then you had to sell them back. And they were making good money, but that seems to me like a huge scam, right?
Yeah. Yes, but it's still around. Yeah. It's still going.
That's why I say that seems to me... like a huge scam. That documentary was eye-opening for sure. LuLaRoe, what? Was that on Hulu, maybe?
Amazon
yeah,
Prime.
One of those. I don't know. I don't know anymore. All right, what else, Amy?
Well, Jimmy Allen turned down a chance to perform at the Billboard Music Awards because he was already booked for a charity event, but it was still a tough call for him to make. He was kind of like, okay. But then he knew when he makes a commitment, he's got to stick to it. So he went to do the charity event, and he said that the same day that he made that decision is when Carrie Underwood called to invite him to be the opener on her tour. So it's kind of like that whole, you know, good karma thing coming back for him full circle.
But I think he still got that call had he done the Billboard Music Award. just me saying this, I still think he gets that call either way, right, guys?
Well, yeah. Well, yes. Okay. Jimmy said, quote, "The same day I passed on the Billboard opportunity and agreed to do the charity show, the Carrie offer came in."
Yeah, good. And that's great, but I think he would have got it either way. But that's just
a good story, though.
Oh, yeah, good story. All right, Amy.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Elijah was excited to go to a Yankees-Orioles game. He was going to go see his Yankees, the favorite team of his life, and he was going to ask for some autographs. And he goes up to his favorite player, DJ LeMahieu, and says, "Can I get your autograph?" And he signs his card, and he's so excited. And as he's walking back to the car, he realizes he lost his binder of autographs. He lost his cards. His mom's freaking out. Dad's freaking out. They make a post on Facebook. No one finds the cards. But the local news sees him, does a story on him. And guess what? From all over America, people start sending him autographed baseball cards, baseballs.
Oh, that's even better than him getting his binder back.
Exactly. Yeah. The Orioles, they took third base and had the entire team sign the base and send him the base.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, and some guy that got a baseball signed by the Yankees back in 1968 when
No way.
The guy in 1968 was attacked by a shark and like almost lost a leg and arm, and he said that baseball got him through a lot of hard times. He sent him the baseball. Signed by Mickey Mantle and the entire Yankee team. So this kid went from a DJ LeMahieu.
Why are you getting angry?
Yeah, it sounds like he's getting
turned
mad.
From being pumped for him
to bitter.
Yes.
But now he has the greatest autograph collection.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Of anybody. But his parents are making him write a thank you card to every single person that mails him something.
Yeah, that's good too.
That is good.
Man, that ball, that old Yankees ball.
Right! That's crazy.
That's worth a lot of money.
Wow.
And you went with the whole shark bite story too, which
no, I did. The like guy that sent him the Yankee baseball in 1968 was attacked by a shark, almost lost a leg and arm, and the Yankees signed a ball for him. And that got him through his three divorces, got him through just ups and downs of life. And he said when he saw that story, he knew it was time to pass the ball on.
You just did a prequel. So he told the story, then he told the prequel story that got the ball to the kid.
Mm-hmm. Good storytelling.
First time
right
that's ever happened. Yeah.
You're going to tell me something good for sure.
Nice job. That's a good story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.